The lights of the studio had flipped all the way on, and the audience snapped away. The studio remained, but the bleachers were just gone. Odette remained behind the desk.
Great show, everyone.
Odette looked up at the ceiling. There wasn't anybody else in the room that I could see. She looked over our shoulders.
Give us 5 plexus. Watch the packets and ping me if one of those AIs sticks their nose in here. I want to talk to our guests for a minute without anybody snooping.
I turned to see Lexis standing at the door that led back into the green room.
Yes, ma'am.
I do that too. Pretend to not really remember someone's name. You should see them preen when I suddenly do remember. You donut are a natural. Great job. You had that Lucia Marne and 2 mongrels on stage before you. And that little psychopath does not know how to work a crowd. One of her dogs mauled my producer. It's a nightmare. God, I gotta get out of this thing. Give me a moment.
I watched in horror as the alien reached up and removed her own head. But it wasn't a head, after all. The praying mantis skull was actually a helmet. It pulled away to reveal a human woman, approximately 60 years old. Her eyes were just a little wide for her face to pass as someone from Earth. A moment later, the woman's crab body skittered back, and the chest with the enormous breasts remained attached to the desk. Her whole torso peeled away, revealing a dark shirt. She wore a necklace with a heart on it. If it weren't for the crab body and the eyes, she'd look like any other human.
What the hell? Is the body fake too?
Everything you see is fake. This is show business.
I watched, fascinated, as she pulled herself from the crab body using her 2 arms. The crab collapsed like it had just died. Its legs curled in on themselves. Odette did not have any legs. Her body stopped right at her stomach. A flat disc zipped up from under the desk. She pulled herself onto the platform, and she floated in midair, able to control her movement. The legless human zoomed around the desk and came to hover in front of the couch.
Oh, much better. People think it's the same crab each time, but it's not. We keep a whole nest of the things out on the ranch, and we have to kill a new one each time I go on camera. We don't advertise that, lest we raise the ire of one of the many animal and mob rights protest groups.
Of all things to dress up as, I was still staring at the bizarre pair of bodiless breasts sitting on the table.
Why that? I couldn't even tell what that is.
Oh, you will. That entire getup was my armor when I was like you. It was what I was wearing when I reached the stairwell of the 13th floor. It's how people know me.
How was that boob thing armor?
Young man, this gear you have now, this loot, it's nothing compared to what's coming.
Mordecai, our trainer guy, he said only one person ever made it to the 13th floor, and it was a dude. He died.
That's true. I never went down the stairs. I'd struck a deal. That's a long story, and it's not for today, but I'm glad you brought up Mordecai. That's who I actually want to talk to you about. I know this is his last crawl. I'd like for you to tell him to seek me out when this is all over.
Mordecai, how do you know each other? Were you on the same season?
They couldn't have been. Odette is human, and Mordecai is a bird guy. They're from different planets.
They're called Skyfowl, and my season was long before Mordecai's. I was his trainer. In fact, that's how I found you. I keep an eye on him. And I watched you guys as you stumbled into his guild room.
His trainer? Wow. That must have been a really long time ago.
It was. So, can I count on you?
Sure. We'll tell him.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to give you guys some advice. Don't talk about this out loud once you go back. The Mudskippers won't like it.
Mudskippers? You mean
I looked at the ceiling.
They can't hear you in here, but don't say that phrase in the dungeon. Mudskipper. They attempted to get it listed as hate speech by the Syndicate a couple cycles back. Hardly anyone called them that until they made a big deal about it. But yes, that's what I mean. The Kuatin. abhorrent. Nobody likes the Kuateen, at least not their system of government. Borrent is a different story. Some of those folks are okay. All they want is to put on a good show. I'm sure they were incensed when they were forced into this early release.
I looked at Donut. We won't say anything.
Good. First thing, you're going to step onto that second floor, and in a day or so, you're going to find your social numbers have gone meteoric. Those people are following you, Carl and Donut. So when you go down to the third floor, you need to stay as a cute, cuddly cat. They'll tempt you with some very powerful creature races. Going viral early is both a blessing and a curse. People are in love with Donut the cat, not Donut the saber-toothed void leopard. Don't change your race, whatever you do. I've seen it happen dozens of times. They change and their numbers plummet. That's why nobody sponsors a crawler earlier than the fourth floor now.
I wouldn't even consider it.
That's my girl.
And me?
People are used to seeing humans, so it's not as crucial for you to stay the same. As long as it's not too different. If she stays that tiny little thing, she's going to need to be protected. Mordecai will be the one to lead you through the process of picking a race in class. There'll be a lot of information. He won't be allowed to steer you, at least not overtly, but if I taught him anything, it's how to help you decide for yourself. I don't know what's going to be on the table. It's different every season. Listen for his clues. He knows what he's doing. He's going to do his best to guide you.
Okay. Thanks.
Also, if you want pants, you should probably stop bitching about not having them.
So it's like I suspected. The loot boxes aren't really random.
Of course not. It's even written into the rules. Look at me.
She floated back, holding out her arms.
I lost my legs to a fiend scythe on the 11th floor. I was all but dead. I dragged myself to a safe room, opened my boxes, and I received this.
She poked a black belt around her waist, just above the line where her legs were gone.
In a gold box. This is a legendary item, at least. It allows me to attach body parts of other monsters to myself. I had to drag myself back out there and kill that crab first, but I took its body as my legs, and I continued on my way.
Your legs don't grow back?
No! Not if they're completely severed off, but that's not the point. People were watching me. I had 5 sponsors, a record at the time. Me dying alone in a safe room was not good for anyone involved. I didn't care if I lived or died, as long as that death was glorious. So they gave me the perfect item to compel me to get my ass back out there and at least try. Yes, this is a game. Yes, there are controls in place to make it fair. Sort of. But more importantly, this is a for-profit venture in the entertainment industry. And if you staying alive means more profits, then you'll find your loot to be a lot more convenient. But if the AI senses screwing you over will make the show more interesting, you better believe it'll fuck you right in the ass at the worst possible moment. Don't ever forget that. You can't count on anybody but yourselves.
So, no more complaining. At least not out loud.
Not when it's funny for you to not have pants. Or when someone hisses every time they get another torch in one of their boxes.
Donut swished her tail angrily.
230 torches in my inventory. It's absolutely ridiculous.
One last piece of advice. Never trust someone unless you know what they're getting out of it. Never trust someone if their motivations aren't clear. Mordecai, for example. He won't tell you this, but the season doesn't count against his indentureship unless one of his crawlers makes it to the fourth floor.
So, if we don't make it, he's stuck until next season?
He's stuck until the next Borrent-sponsored season, which will be at least another 7 or 8 seasons after this one. And with the political environment as it is, a lot of people aren't certain Borrent will be around that long. All indentureship contracts get frozen during a bankruptcy seizure action.
Wait, what?
That's not something you need to worry yourselves over. Concentrate on the crawl.
Donut jumped down from the couch and ran to the far wall. She stopped about halfway across the room, her face smushing against an invisible barrier. It appeared the studio went deeper than it really did. She put her feet up on the invisible wall, making it look as if she was standing on 2 feet.
car. Look, this room is quite odd.
Remember what Lexus said? We're not really in the studio. That's the far end of the boat. Be careful. Whatever you guys did to her is wearing off.
In many ways, she's still a child. It's part of the reason why so many are enchanted with her. It works well in the dungeon, but for interviews, sometimes they need a little nudge.
I bit my lip. I didn't know if I should be angry or not. What did you do?
It's nothing insidious. It was in her cat treats. It's temporary. It increased her wisdom and a few confidence stats by a point and a half. Not much. Makes for a better interview. It's no different than drinking a glass of strong wine.
I thought wisdom wasn't a stat anymore.
Oh, honey, everything is a stat. Just because you can't see it doesn't mean it's not really there. But you're more right than you realize. None of these top-tier stats you see are real, not truly. A higher intelligence doesn't mean you're smarter. It means you have more mana points. It means you can remember things better. It's really a mishmash of 100 other stats all combined.
This room is much smaller than it looks.
So how about you, Audette? What are your motivations? For helping us, I mean. You said not to trust anyone until you know what their motivations are.
My audience loves you. The longer you stay alive, the more money I make. And there's nothing I love in this universe more than money. Now, get back in there and try not to die.